Abundance of caution was the catchphrase of the day as officials in Los Angeles explained why they shut down all public schools across the nation's second largest school district. A so-called credible threat sent to board members of the Los Angeles Unified School District via email Monday night triggered the unprecedented closure of nearly 1,100 schools affecting more than 600,000 students.
This is a rare threat. We get threats all the time.
LAUSD Superintendent Ramon Cortinas explained in a Tuesday morning press conference that he thought the possibility of danger was real enough to merit the citywide action.
I think the circumstances in the neighboring San Bernardino, I think what has happened in the nation, I think what happened internationally, I, as superintendent, am not going to take the chance with the life of a student. Remember, we do get individual threats. We do evacuate to schools. We do lock down schools, etc., and do not release students until we notify parents. So what we are doing today is no different than what we always do, except this: we are doing this in a mass way.
Cortinas called for security inspections in every school in the district. Many parents only learned that classes were canceled when they tried to drop off their kids, causing a last-minute scramble to either line up childcare, take the day off, or bring kids to work. Juana Lambert, the executive director of LA's Boys and Girls Club, says they opened their doors to parents shortly after the announcement from the superintendent.
We opened at 7:30 this morning so that any parent would be able to bring their children to the Boys and Girls Club today. And so we did respond quickly because we feel that parents and families need a safe place for their children to go.
As the day wore on, New York City Police Chief William Bratton announced schools in his city also received a threat, but that officials chose not to act on it because they believed it was a hoax. He says Los Angeles overreacted. In defense of the closures, Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck says that characterization is irresponsible when a threat is still under investigation. According to original reports, authorities traced the threatening email to an IP address in Frankfurt, Germany. But they added the true origin of the electronic threat could have been masked through proxy servers. Lennon Ozizwe, FSRN, Los Angeles.